This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Our contributor, Toby Halligan, has some thoughts about some of the challenges of growing up a young gay man. Here's Toby.
The story of Wilson Gavin that emerged this week made me incredibly miserable, and I don't know what caused him to take his own life. I don't know whether social media played a role. I don't know whether he'd been rejected by those around him or whether he'd had mental health issues, but I do know that it made me feel miserable because I know that I spent years thinking when I was younger that I could never be loved, never be accepted, never be treated like I was whole and special. I remember very well living in Canberra, attending an Anglican school, thinking I might be attracted to boys, but not seeing anyone around me who seemed to understand or be like me. And when you're young and gay, the lessons that you learn when people are cruel and mean don't necessarily stop you from being gay, but they do stop you from loving yourself. I think at your core, you can begin believing that there is something wrong with you, that you're broken, you're a threat to other people, you're a danger to children. I remember being told by a teacher at school that gay people couldn't be trusted around children. I remember a science class where we got told that homosexuality was unnatural, and I remember being told again and again that God didn't love gay people. And you hear that stuff enough and it sinks in. And undoing that is really, really hard. I think we all get a little lost when we're teenagers, but when you're gay or trans or, you know, part of the LGBTIQ+ acronym, even when you're an outsider, at least when I was young and gay, you could get really lost. And for lots of people, they never really get found. They never really find themselves. They never really get comfortable in their own skin. Some people find drugs, some people find sex, some people use religion or other ideologies to fill those spaces. But when you're gay, even those things that I think a lot of people find comfort in, something as simple as religion, you don't really get that. Like, I remember I probably stopped believing in God when I was pretty young, and part of that was because I knew, it was made pretty clear, that gay people weren't part of the whole religion equation. Like, it was just never, ever going to be a thing of comfort for me. The thing is, like, you know, I knew that even if God was real, the message I got constantly was that it wasn't something I would ever get to believe in. Like, gay people don't get forgiven, they don't get heaven. And in the Bible, at least the bits that got emphasized in chapel often when I was at school, the lesson from Sodom and Gomorrah is that gay people get killed by God. You don't fit into that world. So you weren't just alone in terms of not being able to tell other people. The message you got was that even if you prayed, all you were going to do was discuss the person or thing that created everything. Now, I don't, as I say, believe in, you know, I don't believe in God. I'm not someone of faith. But I remember thinking things through when I was a kid and realizing that, you know, whether God existed or not, it wasn't something that I was ever going to be allowed to take comfort in. Now, I was in a lot of ways lucky. I wasn't surrounded by people with really conservative religious beliefs. I did know people of faith, but a lot of the people around me were much more open-minded. And a lot of the people I really admire, artists and writers, are, many of them are gay or are much more open-minded when it comes to the queer community. But if you're someone surrounded by conservatives and your family doesn't really tolerate homosexuality, where do you go? It's one of the things that's so cruel, I think, about the religious discrimination debate is that the people it really hurts aren't the people who campaign for marriage equality or progressive latte-sipping activists. My world doesn't include many openly religious people, certainly none who would use their religion as a way to discriminate against me. The people it really hurts are young LGBTIQ plus religious people, many of whom will be from conservative communities. Because someone like me, I'm never going to go and talk to a priest to get advice on how to process my sexuality. I have enough money that I can choose the hospitals I go to. You know, I have like that degree of control and I'm insulated from a bunch of that. But if you're a gay kid or a trans kid and you're in a conservative religious community, who do you turn to? And it also, that seems to me to be actually profoundly unchristian, because I do remember the good bits of Christianity, the bits where Jesus turned the other cheek, where he washed the feet of those society has cast out, he helped lepers, helped sex workers. Perhaps the best part of Christianity is the forgiveness part. And the reason why, you know, Christ was meant to have come to the earth was to forgive us all for our sins. And whether you believe he existed or are religious, I think in a world that's increasingly polarized, where social media can make us all feel like we're working on eggshells, a little bit of forgiveness goes a really, really long way. And that especially applies for young people on social media, but it's especially true for people who might be a bit more vulnerable, like LGBTIQ plus people. When I was coming out, I could deal with it by opening up. That's what I did. I did stand-up, I did writing. But I think a lot of people deal with the vulnerability you feel when you are young and queer by closing down. They build a hard exterior. They get really hard and really cold. And a lot of people close up, and I see it in a lot of gay men in particular from my generation. They never really open up again. Or they do it in a really narrow way on their own terms. They push others away. And they don't necessarily seem cold and hard from the outside. You can be this way and you can still be charming and friendly and superficially happy. You can still be openly gay. But it's hard, I think, to be satisfied and really comfortable with yourself in the long term, to be truly happy. I spent a long time being gay and I had a good career. Things seemed like they were fine, but I really wasn't fine. I wasn't happy. I hadn't accepted that I'd actually gone through quite a lot of trauma growing up gay, and it made me brittle when it came to big emotional events. It sounds like self-help crap, but I think it's true that you really need to believe in yourself to be happy, and I don't mean the kind of superficial confidence that some people mean when they talk about self-belief. I mean, you need to know at your core that you're okay, that you deserve to be happy, and you deserve to be loved. And when you don't have that self-belief, you really can't love others either, not authentically. I think you really can't love them because it's impossible to trust someone when you don't really have faith in yourself. You don't think you're deserving of the thousands of tiny blessings you get when you're really, really comfortable with a partner who loves you and knows you. And there are all these ideologies that masquerade as systems of love and respect and trust, but they really actually offer nothing but hate and anger and emptiness. And look, I think Gavin and his friends, when they went to that library to yell at that drag queen who was reading to children, were really representing the absolute worst that religion can give to people. Religion can be really good when it's a guide, but when it's a pathway to hatred, it will burn you up on the inside and really hurt you and those around you. I don't know what made Wilson Gavin take his own life, and I don't know why he thought it was a good idea to go to a library and yell at someone reading to children. But I do know that neither of those things are the mark of someone who's happy, someone who's comfortable, and someone who feels loved, and that it is a real pity that the last thing this kid did was something stupid and angry. But it is even sadder that he didn't feel loved enough to want to live.
And that was Toby Halligan. We've been discussing some pretty heavy topics tonight. If you'd like to reach out, we have some resources for you. Q Life is available 3 p.m. to midnight Melbourne time on 1-800-184-527. with webchat at qlife.org.au. Lifeline is on 13 11 14, and the suicide callback service is on 1300 659 467. Next up, how to support people impacted by bushfires. This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.